In August 2013, the Millville Fire consumed 3,000 acres of state, private, and federal land in Cache County, Utah. It was the last big fire in the area, and foresters and legislators hope it stays that way. Hosted by state senators and representatives, the Wildfire Town Hall featured speakers from both state and federal forest agencies. They focused on collaboration with county and municipality governments, advocating for active management of lands. James Turner is the fire manager for the Northern District of the Uinta-Wasatch-Cache National Forest.
We have three larger prescribed fire units up Logan Canyon. This is Aspen Regeneration, and so we're going in targeting the conifer encroachment into the aspen stands. And so all of our projects go hand in hand with wildlife, watershed, and then wildfire reductions.
More than 50% of Utah's fires in 2018 were human-caused, and those in attendance were very concerned about lowering that number. One person asked about shooting areas in the forest, as fires started by sparks from guns and bullets account for a significant portion. The legislators and speakers said restricting shooting areas and certain weapons would be effective, but very unpopular. Republican Val Potter represents Utah's 3rd District, including North Logan and Smithfield.
When it comes down to politics, for a county or even a municipality to propose something like that, you would have lots more people coming out against it without the data. The elected officials are put in a position of, do we go against the majority of the citizens for the good of wildlife and the ground and so on, the potential of a burn, or do we support the people? And in the end, the people make a lot of noise.
Some fires ignited from incidents as benign as horseshoes sparking against rocks, the speaker said. They encourage safety and awareness with campfires as the wildfire season begins. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Carter Moore.